Ukraine is dealing with a diplomatic backlash in West Africa, spillover from its war with Russia. Two West African countries have cut diplomatic ties with Ukraine. This follows claims that Ukraine helped anti-government rebels in Mali battle and possibly kill scores of Malian soldiers and Russian paramilitary forces. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports.
Graphic footage of one of the deadliest attacks Russia's Wagner mercenaries have suffered in Africa. It was posted on a Kremlin-linked Telegram channel. The videos appear to show several Russian fighters and Malian soldiers dead in the desert near the Algerian border in an attack by separatists in late July. The separatist Tuareg rebels claim to have killed more than 80 Wagner fighters and almost 50 Malian army soldiers. The diplomatic row erupted after televised comments from Ukraine's military intelligence spokesperson, Andriy Yusov. Yusov said the separatist rebels had been given, quote, necessary information against, quote, Russian military criminals. He said more was coming and that, quote, Russian forces would be punished wherever they are in the world. But the comments drew immediate reaction from West African leaders, as Wagner fighters were not the only casualties, but Malian soldiers too.
The propos subversif par lesquels Monsieur Andri Youssouf.
Mali's Colonel Abdoulaye Maiga, a spokesperson for the military regime, condemned Ukraine's involvement as a treacherous and barbaric attack. And he accused Ukraine of supporting terrorists, as the Tuareg rebels are deemed in Mali, having at times made alliances with jihadists.
Montre un clair soutien officiel du gouvernement ukrainien au terrorisme en Afrique, au Sahel, et plus précisément au Mali.
He announced Mali had cut diplomatic ties with Ukraine, but the fallout spread even further. Niger followed suit and also cut ties with Ukraine, while Senegal's foreign ministry summoned the Ukrainian ambassador. Ukraine has since backtracked and denied involvement, but the damage has been done.
I think Ukraine has realized they've made a huge mistake.
Ulf Lessing is based in Mali and is the director of the Sahel program at KAS, a pro-democracy organization. He says it's not clear how much help Ukraine gave Tuareg rebels, but it's not likely to be significant.
I don't think Ukraine had anything to do with this attack because the Tuareg rebels say they know their way around northern Mali. They don't need Ukrainians to tell them where best to set up an ambush site.
Russia has accused Ukraine of opening a new front in West Africa since it invaded its neighbor more than 2 years ago. And pro-Russian influences in the region now depict Ukraine as a funder of terrorism. The incident is likely to have an impact on an ongoing dynamic in the region. Moscow has been seeking to grow its influence in mineral-rich West Africa, while Ukraine is seeking support from the global south in its war against Russia.
This will make things worse for Ukraine to establish itself as a victim in the war against Russia.
It adds a new layer to a devastating security crisis in West Africa that only grows worse. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.